Hello everyone, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunder Twist on Twitter, and I'm ML on Audioboo, if you fancy listening to any of my old clips. I was going to record an audio because it's on Wednesday, the 16th of March, the day before St. Patrick's Day. It is going to be Jamie Bulger, who was a two-year-old who was taken from a shopping centre in Liverpool and was murdered by two boys at the time. His birthday is on Wednesday, and he would be 21. He would have been 21. And it's just absolutely awful. I remember watching another documentary about it, and you know, the boys that took him were 10 years of age. They were Robert Thompson and John Venables. They did absolutely terrible, terrible things to Jamie. And Jamie was a lovely looking little boy. And, you know, he was taken. And, as you know, these things happen so quickly. You know, she left Jamie outside of a shop for just going in to get one thing. And, you know, he was taken, and he was 2 years age. They probably promised him sweets or something. And I can still see in my mind, I can still remember on the news, the CCTV pictures of Jamie and of them taking him and holding his hand and bringing him off. And they left him on a railway line. His body was mutilated and all sorts of horrible, despicable things. Trying to make out like it was an accident. And they were released some years later. And John Venables has subsequently been imprisoned again. And I was reading an article, Denise Fergus, Jamie Bulger's mother, saying that she's pleading with him not to release Venables early. You know, these type of people need to be locked up. And it's, you know, it's just devastating what happened and what that poor little boy, innocent little boy, had to go through. And his family have to go through every day. And now he's going to be 20, but he would have been 21 on Wednesday. And, you know, I don't know, you couldn't get over that, what's happened to Jamie and the fact they've lost that little boy. And, yeah, even just thinking about it, you know, it brings it all back. It brings it all back for me, and I'm not, I'm just like a stranger. But what his family, his mother and father have gone through, and, you know, you can never get over, you know, what's happened to Jamie. And I just, you know, my heart just goes out to them, you know, to see Denise talking, and I've seen her in many interviews, pleading. She was pleading that they would get longer sentences, and I think they appealed the sentences they got, and they were given shorter sentences, and they did dreadful, dreadful, appalling things to Jamie, and a lot of what they did couldn't be reported or graphically shown because it was that bad. So Jamie is probably up in heaven if you're religious. If you're not, I don't know what you might believe in or where Jamie is now in your opinion, but I just hope that he's at peace now. And it's just, you know, for a little boy to go through that, it's just absolutely horrendous, really. And I guess it brought home to us just how precious little children are and how vulnerable they are, and how you really need to take complete care of them, because it could literally be a few seconds. You know, children wander off regularly, and you really need to keep a hold of them. And like I said, it takes absolutely awful stories to bring this home to you. But I just wanted to make this recording to say that I'm still thinking of Jamie, and I'll think of Jamie on Wednesday, and which would have been his 21st birthday. And it's such a shame that he's not here to celebrate it. himself. So I'll speak to you guys very, very soon. Have a good evening. Okay. All right. Bye.